everyone.
Good to be with you as we meet together to worship the Lord together. Some words from Psalm 68 to begin our Mothering Sunday service. Sing to God, sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. And rejoice before him. As a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. God sets the lonely in families. Let's worship God together. Number 44, if you're following from the book or on the screen here, come on and celebrate. Now thank we all, our God, with hearts and hands and voices. Lord, we come to worship you. Whatever else happens this morning, we pray that we will be enabled to rise above the everyday and meet with you, our God, the living God, the one who was and is to come, the one who is present, the one who has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so, Lord, we would quieten ourselves, quieten our hearts before you. We would turn our eyes upon you, as it were, concentrate our attention, focus ourselves on your presence and your power and your spirit. Lord, you are here and out to bless, and I pray that everyone here will be enabled to experience that, that you would reveal yourself more and more to each one of us, that we may, when we leave this place, say it is good to have been in the house of the Lord today. And so we come, Lord, to give you thanks and to praise you. We thank you for everyday things, for the air that we breathe, for food and drink and clothing and shelter and all those other necessities of life. We thank you for friendship and fellowship. We thank you especially today for human relationships and the way in which they enrich our lives. We give thanks for the Church of Jesus Christ. We give thanks for this small part of the body of Christ that is meeting here right now. We give thanks for all the good things that happen week by week, day by day, through the people of this church, through the people of God, set here in Market Harbour. We give thanks most of all for the one who makes it all possible, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who ever lives to intercede for us, the one who loved us and gave himself for us, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God, the one whose love is beyond measure, is constantly reaching out to a lost and dying world with a message of salvation and peace and grace. Lord, we give you thanks for all of this, and we give you thanks that you have enabled each one of us to enter in to this life in the Spirit as we seek your face together. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A special prayer for today and Mothering Sunday. Lord Jesus Christ, you left your home in heaven to live in an earthly home at Nazareth. We pray this morning for the homes of those represented here in Market Harbour and the surrounding villages. Bless our homes, we pray, with your dear presence, that they may be places of joy and unselfishness, where your name is honoured and where your love and peace are experienced. Amen. I'll just look, no children, don't think, at least no young children. I know we're all children, one way or another. But, okay, well, never mind, you can still help me. Just as an introduction to our theme, which is bothering somebody and all that kind of stuff, I want you to help me out by telling me the things that mothers do for their children. Come on, somebody.
Nurture,
that's a good, nice word, isn't it? Oops, I can't spell either. Yeah?
Teach.
Feed, did somebody say? Yeah, very important.
They love them.
Love.
Correct.
Ooh. Yes, we don't like that so much, but it's a vital part of it, isn't it? Yeah.
Keep them safe.
Keep safe. I've got a second sheet, so we can carry on.
Guide.
Oops, probably need a better pen actually, but never mind.
Encourage.
Encourage is a good word.
Listen.
Oh, I can't write that quickly. Am I turned off again?
Yeah, we're not sure.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you want me to hold it? Because you've got to write and hold the board.
Yes.
Or I could hold the board.
Yeah, that's all right. The board's just collapsing. Listen, yeah, a couple more maybe.
You can't see me now.
Forgive, and someone says enable. Okay, I'm going to add one of my own because this is actually, you may think it's obvious, but it's the most important one, which is what mothers do for their children is give. Okay. Right, so we've got a great long list here, and I'm sure we could carry on. But, yeah, thank you. But, I just want you, if you get bored during the rest of the service, okay, I just want you to meditate upon these things. I know that you can't see two pages at once, but you can just remember some of them. And just think, yes, all these things are true of the best mothers, but think about God and how these are true of God's purpose and relationship an activity in our lives. All of these things that we have said, all of them, these are the ways that God works in our lives. Amen? That means yes. You agree? Yeah. So I'll move it because I know you can't see the screen if we do that, but I'll put it somewhere else in a minute. But right now, what we're going to do is we've got a go-y song on the accordion, which is We Are One, We Are Family. And after that, we're going to have the distribution of the poses to the ladies. Yeah, We Are One, We Are Family. I'll just move this out of the way.
There we go.
Good morning, everyone. A warm welcome to our Mother in Sunday service. And what a lovely start. Lovely, joyful music and beautiful daffodils. So thank you to Joe and the flower team. I know it's not been an easy week, but thank you so much for the lovely gift of daffodils to everyone. Thank you. It's great to welcome Reverend Brian Kennard and Claire. It doesn't seem very long since you were with us before, but it's great to be able to welcome you again. Thank you so much, both of you. If you're visiting or here for the first time, an especially warm welcome to our service today. I hope you've had a pleasant week. It's been a good week in terms of the church activities. On Wednesday we had the first Wednesday fellowship, excuse me, and we had a really good afternoon. Georgina came and spoke with us in quite an interesting and detailed way about ADHD, a project that she's quite heavily involved in at the moment, and some really quite important development work that she's carrying out with colleagues to try and sort of promote the subject and promote care, support and counselling and general services for people that do have ADHD. So thank you, Georgine. It was a really great afternoon. I'm sure those of you that came found it equally interesting. And thank you to the team yesterday. We had an event, a Mothering Saturday event yesterday on the steps, and that was a really super event. Lots of children, mums, dads came and did lots of things on the front steps, I think, making candles and Easter bunnies and various things. So thank you to everybody that was part of that, a really great town. So that's the coming week. We do have the church meeting on Wednesday as well. Wednesday at 7:30 here in the lounge. So your attendance at that would be greatly appreciated. We have cancelled the tea at 2 after long deliberations because it clashes with the Lent services at the Methodist Church and is quite difficult for people to make a choice. So we felt on balance we would cancel tea at 2 this coming Friday. Next Sunday is the deadline for the Contact magazine, is it, Liz?
I think so.
So any items to go to Liz for Contact and anything to do with rotas or Bible readings or anything of that nature to come to myself and to Barry, please, at your earliest convenience would be greatly appreciated. The other thing I've been asked to remind you about is the plastic count. That's due to start tomorrow, so if you didn't get a little form, there are some out on the table in the reception area, so time to look at just how much recycling we actually do, so that there can be a national sort of count and look at how we're doing well with all this eco-environment, looking after our environment. Thank you so much today for the offerings that you make, as every week. Your generosity is quite overwhelming for God's work here and through our church in Market Harbour and also for our partner church in Targamores. We are so much looking forward to their visit and we do know how much your generosity, the offerings that you make, do help them in their work in Romania. So thank you again so much. And finally, just to say we are serving refreshments today in the Jubilee Hall, so we do hope you will be able to join us for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our first reading, we're going to join together in Mary's song of praise, the Magnificat. And when it comes up on the screen, you'll see that there's yellow bits and there are white bits. So if I say the yellow bits, if you would please respond with the parts in the ordinary colour, in white. Mary's song. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour.
He has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
Your might has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. Casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away.
He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy.
The promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.